Exclusive: Insider reveals hospital forced progressive social justice indoctrination on medical trainees. By Joshua Klein on August 20, 2023. A leading Louisiana-based medical center forced its medical students and resident physicians to play a radical game as part of training geared at indoctrinating future physicians to advocate for left-wing progressive social justice ideals, according to a shocking revelation by a whistleblower. The Do No Harm Medical Watchdog Association recently received a tip about an alarming mandatory didactic session that took place at Baton Rouge General last month. The medical center is a member of the Mayo Clinic Care Network and is affiliated with several medical school programs. During the three-hour session, participants were required to play The Last Straw, a game focused on promoting progressive views such as man-made climate change, gender ideology, prostate and anti-business positions, and social justice, according to the anonymous tipster. The game begins with character creation, whereby a dice roll determines if a player is white or a person of color, as well as their gender and socioeconomic status, below the poverty line, middle class, or wealthy. While playing, specific events prompt players to pick cards that establish their character's vitality, which ultimately influences their movement on the board, symbolizing a lifetime. According to the whistleblower, medical students and resident physicians were forced to play during the last hour of the three-hour session, which was led by Dr. Vincent Shaw Jr., who currently serves as the program director for Baton Rouge General's Family Medicine Residency and Sports Medicine Fellowship programs. Sandra Wiley, the program supervisor, also attended and, according to the source, was adamant about ensuring everyone's involvement. Among things taught in medical schools to freshmen and sophomore medical students since at least 2020, student physicians are being primed to believe it's their responsibility as medical experts to use their influence in educating the public and patients on the dangers of topics such as climate change, social justice, and other progressive ideals, the source continued. I believe this is the continuation of that behavior at the next two levels of medical education, junior and senior medical students and resident physicians, the source added. The insider also noted that many participants responded negatively when Shaw emphasized that lead piping in poor communities is due to the greed of private companies. The tipster suggested that the facilitator's purpose for the game was target softening. The game portrays socialist or progressive values as the societal norm and morally superior, while maligning capitalist or conservative values as greedy and harmful. Many of the students or physicians present lack life experience outside of academia or collegiate education, thus lack the exposure to know better. The game frames its values through its randomized perspective of the player. It validates progressive values under the auspices of fairness. Your government decides against universal health care, you lose a vitality point. As you might expect, randomized minority and poor characters start with less vitality points and thereby are less likely to progress to the end of the game, the tipster added. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News, the anonymous source claimed that participation in the game made it clear to me and my fellow residents that we will be expected to advocate for political causes that have nothing to do with treating patients. Student physicians are being primed to believe it's their responsibility as medical experts to use their influence in educating the public and patients on the dangers of topics such as climate change, social justice, and other progressive ideals. The game portrays progressive values as the societal norm and morally superior, while maligning capitalist or conservative values as greedy and harmful. Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, who serves as chairman of the medical advocacy group Do No Harm, called for the condemnation of the infantilization of medical students and residents, in an exclusive statement to Breitbart News. Medicine is a high calling, and to treat it in this fashion is degrading, he stated. Moreover, the desire to turn physicians into advocates for a leftist set of political concepts undermines the trust that patients who have different political views will have for their physicians. Politics should be left out of the physician's office, he added. Previously, Goldfarb warned of a growing movement by American medical schools and professional organizations to turn physicians into social justice warriors. The matter comes as science continues to fall victim to radical attempts to force it to fit with a woke agenda. In June, the American Medical Association, AMA, called for using alternative measures to diagnose obesity instead of body mass index, BMI, deeming the categorization racist. In January, Scientific American proposed that the violence of football disproportionately affects black men, as it accused the NFL of having exploited its black players for decades and of persistent anti-black practices. In December, the once venerated magazine published an essay arguing the fight against obesity is rooted in racism, and that black women consistently experience weightism in addition to sexism and racism, while the prescribing of weight loss has long since proved to be ineffective. The American medical establishment has long been reported to be turning toward race-based, social justice-oriented healthcare. In November, a report by the Association of American Medical Colleges, AAMC, the leading organization for medical schools, teaching hospitals, and scientific studies, showed the expansion of race-based ideology in the practice of medicine. As Breitbart News reported, nearly every level of the American medical establishment is involved with a push toward racial preferences in the practice of medicine. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.